another fantastic season of Amherst basketball. Wow, 18-1 coming off another conference tournament. This is really no big surprise that your kids are where they are on the record, their way they're going around. No big surprise at all, is it?
You know, we knew we'd have a chance this year to have a really good season. You know, with a couple big games in there, with York, you know, being our only loss. It's not necessarily, you know, we don't consider it a bad loss, you know, playing I think they're a top five Class B team right now, and really played with them and had our opportunities and just kind of let us slide late, you know, in the game and whatnot. But boys have really responded well here down the rest of the stretch, and we played really well last week in our conference tournament. So, yeah, that was good to see.
You got a good run going here, Eric. Wow, the last couple of years is just you have seniors graduate, underclassmen move up. It just keeps rotating. Those young guys learn from the older guys, and that's the way it's been the last couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah. You know, these seniors and juniors, we've had an idea that they were probably, you know, going to be a pretty good group ever since they were, you know, getting to their older elementary days and then to junior high, you know, and so we've had a lot of them, you know, that have been playing since their freshman year. So they have 3-4 years experience now, and, you know, it really shows and whatnot. And then we have a couple younger kids that have kind of just came in and needed to step up and do some different things. And so, yeah, you know, it's just a testament to those older kids of really setting the culture, you know, when I took over, you know, and doing things the right way and teaching these young kids, and then these young kids just, you know, buying into it.
And you mentioned earlier, seniors and juniors, I mean, it's not, you know, you look at your stats, your scoring, you've got a couple of upperclassmen and a couple of juniors right there, almost, you know, I know 3 double-figure scores, almost 4 double-figure scores for you.
Yeah, you know, we start 2 seniors and 3 juniors. And then we have our 2 seniors that come off the bench. So definitely, you know, upperclassmen for the most part. But, you know, arguably our 3 best players came back from our team last year of a, you know, that was a 4th place finish down at state. And then we've had 2 kids that, you know, came in off the bench for us in and out in a starting role. And, you know, everyone's kind of just bought in and accepted their role. And at any given night, we've had, I think, 5 different leading scorers throughout the season, you know, in games. And so that's, you know, kind of just what makes us tough is you try to take 1 or 2 kids away and, you know, we have another 1 or 2 step up and play a big role.
A couple of games left in the regular season, Coach. I mean, you're going to wind it up here pretty soon. You can't help but think postseason, another great run for you getting back to a state tournament. But I know a couple of games left you got to concentrate on, but you probably can't help. Hey, let's make another great good run, get ourselves back to Lincoln.
Yeah. You know, big game this week coming against Elm Creek. You know, we thought we would probably see them last Saturday, you know, a couple nights ago in the conference tournament, and they got slipped up a little bit, but doing a lot of good things over there, so we've got to put, you know, all of our concentration into that game, and then, you know, we turn right around next Monday and play Wood River, you know, who's a C1 team that's having a good year and whatnot, so get through a couple games, but definitely starting to look a little more towards our district, which is, you know, a very tough district again and whatnot, but have positioned ourselves well to where we, you know, we're hoping to make another run this year and, you know, give it everything we got.
And it hasn't been just the boys. I tell you, the Amherst girls are right in the thick of things, winning their own conference tournament titles. So the whole school, a little basketball crazy right now, aren't you?
Yeah. You know, girls, they went, you know, this is back-to-back tournaments that they've won, you know, so awesome for them. And then our boys and girls wrestling team just won the conference tournament as well. So this is back-to-back season that, you know, we've swept the winter sports conference, you know, tournaments. And so, yeah, vibes are high, you know, to be an Amherst Bronco right now. And it's a lot of good things going through that school. And it just starts with, you know, the seniors and juniors that we have right now. They're such a good class and a lot of fun.
Yeah, wasn't Amherst supposed to be just a wrestling school all these years? But that hasn't been the case, has it?
Yeah, you know, when I first took this job here about 9 years ago and got hired at Amherst to help out with basketball and teach, and everyone's like, man, you're going to a a wrestling school, and, you know, I just shook my head, and I go, yeah, you know, and I suppose, I go, there's only one thing we can do is try to make it a basketball school, and, you know, and that's not what we strive for. We, you know, I'm just glad to be at a school where there's a lot of success going on, and very fortunate, you know, for that to happen. I know there's a lot of people who go through, you know, long periods of time of coaching and don't get to do the opportunities that I have, and so, you know, just very fortunate and excited to see what happens here.
Well, I get a kick out of some of the photos with your kids, and then your brother's kids coming over, and all, you know, your mom's made all these different things at her shop and everything. That's pretty darn cool that those kids can all kind of be along with for the ride and everything, and have a lot of fun watching, huh?
Yeah, you know, mom's gift to the five. You know, we have two boys, and Garrett has his three boys, and so mom's gift was little Amherst basketball jerseys for all five boys, and my kids, you know, wear them to every game that they get to come to, and every game that Garrett and his family get to come up to. You know, they put all three of their jerseys on, and they were there Saturday night when we won the conference tournament, and they got right in line with us to shake the other team's hand at the end of the game, and then got in on the team picture. I mean, it is definitely special. You know, I was talking to Jen about how cool it is, and some of the boys of how much it means to me that, you know, that they're such good role models to these, you know, my boys and my nephews, and yeah, it's really awesome, and you know, it puts a smile on your face.